The darker the times, the more light is needed. The more kindness and consideration are needed. The more respect for one another's differences are needed. There are guides to help us, of course. Enlightened religious tenets, practices, and so on. But here I want to address your own personal truth. There is no reason you can't begin a practice of self-shamanism. There is a word in the Choctaw language with a plethora of meaning, but basically it means inside shadow. We are certainly all familiar with the outside shadow, the shadow we cast in the everyday world. We may be less familiar with the inside shadow. The inside shadow is the fertile ground of the shaman and a road to the miraculous. The road of the shaman points inward to self-awareness. Find your voice, and when you find that voice, it will have power. Use it. My feeling is that you can go to any tree somewhere in nature and say a prayer in front of that tree. Ask the tree and the universe to help you claim your personal power, that power within. Self-shamanism, if you will. That's all the power you will ever need. The power to look inside your inner shadow and plant a seed. Promise to never ignore your own knowing or truth again. Call upon the good medicine spirits to help you always. No one is ever going to give you a certificate that says you are a shaman, and if they do, it's worthless. It won't hurt you to go to seminars or to do drumming circles, sings, sweats, dances, vision quests, or other rites of gratitude or passage. That's all well and good. But remember that the animals are at the heart of shamanism, and if you stray from them, your power will decrease. Never doubt that animals have power, and animals are your teachers. Self-shamanism 101. Here is something you can do. Each night before bedtime, meditate on a different animal. Take your time. Put yourself in that animal's place and ask the animal to tell you, show you, or somehow symbolize any communication or message it has for you. Learn all you can from this animal. You might want to jot down any answers in a journal or notebook. In this time of the COVID virus, this time of bat sickness, as it would be called traditionally, ask the bat in spirit what you can do to placate it and to help our planet to heal in full measure. Well, thank you for listening. Here's to the animal powers. With that, tune in for more self-shamanism in the future.